Okay, today is Daf Peites. We're on Daf Peites. We're up to the new Mishnah of the ninth parak. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shal Pinchas, and Nisel Bas Shmuel. The Neshamas should have Elias. Okay, here we go. Ready? It says the Mishnah like this. Three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. Kol gagos, all rooftops. In the Mishnah, all rooftops, ha'ir, in the city, rishus achas, have the status of one rishus. What does that mean? Says Rashi, afal pi, even though, shediyorin chalukin lamata, lishnei bnei adam, even though underneath, two people live next door to each other, but up on the roof, there's no distinct, everyone has the same size. They live in a row house, right? So every house is the same. Every roof is the same. Now, I live in one house. You live next door. He lives next door to him. So on the bottom, different people living here. Up on top, all the roofs look the same. There's no distinction. There's no, here's my property, here's your property. There's no walls. It's just one massive roof. Says the Mishnah, Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. It's all one rishus. And Rashi continues, Hagagos she'ein tashmishin tadir. Now, back in the day when they used the roof, it still wasn't like a very, very common thing to do, right? It wasn't a tadir use. Ein bahem chiluk rishus. So they wouldn't bother making a chiluk rishus. Here's my property. Here's your roof. Here's my roof. Nobody did that. V'kelim she'shavzu begag zeh mutarin lahotzian lazeh. And if there's something on the roof in my property, I could move it to your roof without anything. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Ubilvad, as long as Shelo Yehei Gad Gavoa Asara Onoma Chasara Diver Meir, as long as the roofs are the same size. Now, my roof is 10 amas, 10 tefachim tall, yours amas is over there, his roof is over there, not like a jagged kind of situation. Then it's different. However, if it's the same size, same level, then Reb Meir agrees you don't need an Eruv. Very important. We're going to spend the next 3 days on this. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say no. Kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmo. Every roof is its own world, just like every house is its own world. No difference, says Rashi. V'chacham omrim kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo. V'im lo irvu, and if you don't make an eruv between my roof and your roof, diyorin shalamata asil ataltal mizeh lezeh. The residents down below. After the different roofs. I live in a house, you live next door. Why should I bring my thing from my roof to your roof? What kind of heter is that? What's Rameer talking about? What is Rameer talking about? Chachamim sound much more sensical, no? What, we down below we live, blah, blah, blah. What's the difference?
It's gonna be flat roofs, right?
Yeah. Talking about flat roofs and they're all level. So we have two opinions so far. Now comes a third opinion. V'chachamim omrim. And the chachamim say, I'm sorry, that was the chachamim. Reb Shimon omer. Reb Shimon is a third opinion. He's the most makel. Not only echad gagos, not only roofs. V'chad chatzeros, or chatzers. V'chad karfifios, or like, I don't know, yards, or things that open areas. Rishus achashein. They're all considered one rishus. That means I can carry from my chatzar to your chatzar without an eruv, as long as lekelim sheshavsu lutochan, as long as the kelim were there when Shabbos began. V'lo lekelim sheshavsu b'tzach habayis, but I can't bring a keli out of my house into your chatzar, and then move it from my chatzar to your chatzar. That I can't do. But if I had a lawn chair in my chatzar when Shabbos began, and I want to bring it to a chatzar in the other end of the city. All the chatzers in the city, assuming you can go through chatzers to get there, all the chatzers in the city are the same rishus. All gags are the same rishos. All karfifios are the same rishos. They're all the same rishos as long as the keli was not in the house when Shabbos began. If the keli was in the house when Shabbos began, you need an area for that. But if it's in the street, it's anywhere one of these areas on the roof, I can carry 10 blocks away as long as they go on roofs. Says Rav Shimon, let's look at Rashi. Rav Shimon, mekel mikulam. He's the most mekel. V'amrani says, chatzeros v'gagos v'karfifios, she'en yosem beis hasayim, as long as the karfif is less than 2 beisah, so it's a small yard. Hovel, v'kulam ein tashmishan miyuchad. It's not a set use. I'm not sure what Rashi means by that. And therefore, v'tadir, or common, rishos achazein, it's considered one rishos. U'metaltel mizel lezeh, I can carry from here to there. Va'afilu michatzer shel rabim lechatzer shel rabim. Even from a one chatzer with a bunch of people living in it to another chatzer with a bunch of people living in it. Below Erev. Without an Erev. Isn't the name of this Masechta called Erevin? So what does Rav Shimon do with the name of the Masechta? Says Rashi, V'les leilu Rav Shimon Eruvi chatzeros. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Eruvi chatzeros. El mishim heter kli habayis. Only for Caleb in the house. So I have a keli in my house, I have a book, and you want to borrow the book, and you live next door to me, but we have to share the chatzar, I have to make an Eruv. If the book was in the yard before Shabbos began, I don't have to make an Eruv. You can take the book. That's a good question. We're going to see later in a few days that really the Chacham agree with this. And the only reason they asked it was because of the house. If I'm carrying around in the yard, I might come go to the house and bring things out already. Because of that chashash, they said no. But at root, they agree with this.
What I'm curious about is you said you bring it from putzer to putzer. By the roofs, we said it's because it looks like one roof. It looks like you can't tell.
Right, so that's Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said it's because the uses. Rashi said it twice. He said it by Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. It's by the roof, because there's a roof, because the roofs have different use. Since their use is reduced, we're not so machmer on an Erev. So Rashi seems to say that the svar is.
But machmer that in today's day and age where you use a roof for a bar, for a pool, for a...
That's very rare. Today? Most people don't do that. Only the hotels do that.
I think if you go to the city, it's
more and more common in the city because it's so crowded. It could be. I don't know. The Gemara is going to say later in the week, maybe Shabbos, I don't remember, Sunday, one of these days, that we holak with Shimon. We pass on like Rav Shimon, whatever that means. Okay, ready for the Gemara? Yeah, you thought that was nice and easy, right? That gets a little complicated. Yosef Abaye bar Oven, Rabbi Chanina bar Oven, for Yosef Abaye Gabayo, for Yosef Vikamri. Bishlam al Rabbanon. I get the Rabbanon, Savri. The Rabbanon are the easiest shita. You can't carry it from one roof next door to the other guy without an Eruv. Kishem shediyurin chalukin lamata kach diyurin chalukin lamala. Just like I can't carry from my house to your house, can't take a book out of my house, go into my chatzar, then go into your house without an eruv. So why should the roof be different? Why should it be different? That makes perfect sense as a baya. Perfect sense. You know, it doesn't make sense. Reb Meir, El Reb Meir, my kasavar. What does Reb Meir hold exactly? If he holds kishem shediyarin chalukin lamata, kach diyarin chalukin lamaila. If he holds that like the chacham said, that just like I live in my house and you live in your house, so I have my roof and you have your roof, and without an heir of them, never the twain shall meet. That makes perfect sense. Then if he holds that, then am I rishus achasim? Then why can you carry? Why does your mayor allow you to carry from one roof to the other roof without an heir of? Why? Vikasavar ein chalukin, right? And if he holds that there is no chiluk, and it's like one massive roof, like Josh said, one massive roof, every roof is all the same, all connected, then d'chal l'mayla mayud rishus achasi, as long as it's above 10 tvachim, it's considered its own rishus, then afilu gag gavoa asara v'namach yud nami. Then why did the mayor say in the Mishnah, but I don't hold my opinion if the roofs are not level? Why not? My roof is 20 amas tall. Your roof is 30 amas tall. So what's the big deal? They're both above 10 tefachim. So what?
It's a different
no, it's a different level. That's what you want to say. Different level. Okay. One's 20 amas tall, one's 30 amas tall.
Right,
so what?
It's above 10 tefachim.
It's above 10 tvachim. It's all Rishus Hayah. It's all one Rishus. What's the difference if the roof is at the same level? So what's the difference? So what? Why should that matter? Why did the mayor say that? Why should that matter? Right? Why should it matter? So, says Abaya, Amalu Abaya, Lo Shmiel Luchu Ha Da'amar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Didn't you hear what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said? That's why it matters. What did Omer Hari Rav Yitzchak Bar Omer Hari Rav Meir? Kol Makom Sh'atamotzi Shtei Rishuyos. Whenever you have two Rishuyos, two different Rishuyoses, V'hein Rishus Achas, and it's really one Rishus. What does that mean? Kigon, for example, I have an Amud B'Rishus Yachid. I'm in a Rishus Yachid. I'm in my backyard, and in my backyard I have a post, which is also Rishus Yachid. So I have two Rishus, I have a Rishus Yachid in my Rishus Yachid. The post is big enough that it's its own Rishus Yachid. In my Rishus Yachid. So I have two Rishus Yachids over here. So Kol Makom, where am I? Kol Makom Shatamotzi Pshtei Rishuyos. Whenever you have two Rishuyos, Vehein Rishus Achas, it's in one Rishus. Kigon, for example, Amod B'Rishus Yachid, Gavo Asar V'Rach of Dalad. It's four, it has the dimensions of Rishus Yachid 1000%. Also Lakasif Alav. Listen to that. I'm not allowed to take, I don't know if you call it like this, I'm not allowed to take something from the Rishus HaYachid and put it on top of the post. Why not? Why not? I mean, it's in my own backyard. In my home back. What's the big deal? In my Rishus HaYachid. Why not? Why can't I do that? You know why? Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Mishom Teil B'Rishus HaRabim. Because if I see the same post or the same mound in Rishus HaRabim, that mound is a Rishus HaYachid. We don't want to get people used to moving things onto mounds and onto posts because they're Rishus HaYachids. In a Rishus HaYachid, you're right, it's not a problem. The problem is in a Rishus HaRabim. If I'm in a Rishus HaRabim and I'm carrying something, I might move it to that post. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. So to avoid that, we don't want people moving things from one Rishus HaYachid even to another Rishus HaYachid because you might do that in a Rishus HaRabim. Says Abaya, Hachanami, same thing over here. Gzeira Mishum Tel B'Rishus HaRabim. The reason I don't let you move, the reason Reb Meir said you can't carry from one roof to another roof if they're far apart, is because I might think you could do that in Rishus HaRabim. I'll move my basket from my shoulder or from the street to a mound or to an incline to something a little above. I could do it on the roofs. If I can do it on the roofs, why can't I do it in the Rishus HaRabim? So people will forget. So midgzera, we never allow you to transfer things to a different Rishus, even if it's in a motor Rishus, because you might do it in the street.
This just has so many applications, like the wall between two things, you can transfer the
players. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in about the next 3 minutes.
Okay.
Now, Savar Mina. We thought this gzeira was, that what's this gzeira? I'm not allowed to move something from mutter rishus to another mutter rishus in my own property, because I might do that in the street where it's going to be an asa rishus. Savar Mina, we thought that meant, afilu machteshes, even some kind of, machteshes is a tool.
A mortar.
A mortar, right? Vafilu gigas, even a pot or a bucket or a barrel, gigas is. Amalhu abaya. Hachiga marmar. So Rameir said, no. Lo amr Rameir ela amud. Rameir only said it about a post, the amas harichayim, or a mill. Hoel the adam kaveh lehem makom. People have a makom like that. So let's say I have it out in my yard. I have a bicycle, or some kind of wagon, and it has the same dimensions as a Rishus HaYachid. And I'm in my backyard, so I can't put my book from the Rishus HaYachid into the wagon. Says it by that you could do. The only time you can't do it is if it's a permanent thing, like a mortar, not like a post or an amud or a rechayim, a mill. Don't move that, but a mortar or a bucket or a wagon. I move those things. So I have a barrel in my backyard, big bucket, and it happens to have the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid. What, I can't put things into the bucket? You're allowed to. Why? I am moving something from one Rishus to another Rishus in Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because it's not permanent there. The barrels get moved around. Buckets get moved around. You know what doesn't get moved around? Posts. So this is only applied in a place where it's permanent. In a thing that's permanent. Not in a bucket. Not permanent. A post, who moves that? No one moves that. A millstone, nobody moves that. You put it on top, that's a problem. But if it's a bucket or something else or a wagon, which I don't move, which I do move, I'm sorry, it won't be an issue. Now, the Gemara asks Nick's question. Ah, Vare Kosel, Shebebez Chatzeros to Kavua. One second. There was a wall between two Chatzers. That was, walls don't move. Walls are permanent. And Amar Rav Yehuda said, Kishatim Salomar, if you think about it, Ludivre Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, the Gag has its own Rishus, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman, Chatzers have all their own Rishus. Rav Meir only said it about roofs. Rav Meir said it about roofs. What about Chatzers? My Chatzer and your Chatzer. And Karfifios Rishus La'atzman. And Karfifios have their own Rishus. Says Rashi right here, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman. Umetaltalin mi Chatzer shal rabim l'chatzer shal rabim below Eruv. And I can carry from one Chatzer. Chatzer has 50 people living in there. 50 houses in that Chatzer. Next door, another 50 houses. I can carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Without an Eruv. V'chin shal yachid. And even if only one person lives there. From the fact that Rav Meir said gags are one rishus, and so the Mishnah started off, gags are one rishus. Shma'inan minei, the chatzeros na'im rishus achas. So all chatzeros, all chatzers, are also one rishus. Sharei ein tashmishin miyuchud kibatim. Because, again, Rashi says it for the third time, because the use is not specific kibatim, like a house. Right? Because I can use the chatzer and so can you. So it's not exclusive. That's a better word, exclusive. It's not a house is exclusive. You just can't walk into my house. You can walk into the chatzer, you live in the same chatzer. Not exclusive. It's like a roof. But from to carry from a gag to a chatzer, that you're not allowed to do. So you for sure can't do that. Back to the Gemara. The Amr of Yehuda, yeah, Kishtim Salom, when you think about it, L'divrei Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman, Vekarfifios Rishus La'atzman. My love, doesn't that mean the Shari L'tiltule Derech Kosel? Well, how am I, Rashi says, the next Rashi, Hadok Kedam Rinan Chatzeros Rishus La'atzman, right? Lav, don't you mean the Shari L'Taltule Derech Kosel? How am I getting the item? V'lo Gaza Mishum Tail, Alma Gagavol V'namach Taima Achminihi. In other words, we said like this, I'm allowed to move any item from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, according to Reb Meir, and according to Reb Shimon. What about if the item is on top of a wall? The item is on top of a wall. It's the next question. The item's on top of a wall. I have a fruit on top of the wall. I put it there before Shabbos. Now, you live in the next chatzer over. I want you to taste this fruit. It's kishmak. So I go get my fruit top of the wall. I bring it down from a Rishus HaYachid into my chatzer, which is also a Rishus HaYachid. And then I go move it next door to the other chatzer to show my friends. So didn't we just say that on Kavua things you're not allowed to do that? Because you might come do it in the street? So how am I getting my fruit up from off the wall? How am I getting it there? The wall's more than 10 tefachim tall. How am I getting my fruit down from the wall? Now, Rav Meir said, Rav Yehuda explained that Rav Meir agreed, even though the Mishnah only said gags, Rav Meir even holds some chatzers too. So doesn't that include a situation where something's on top of the wall, and I want to go take it and bring it shown to you? So what do you see? That I'm moving something from above 10, from Rishus HaYachid, to another Rishus HaYachid, and I don't have an Eruv. I'm allowed to do that. And we don't make a Gzera. If you do that now, here, you'll do it in the street. We don't make such a Gzera. So there must be another reason for these halachas. And the Gemara says, no, calm down. Amar of Huna, Breit of Yehuda, Amar of Sheshes. Lo, no. You're not allowed to take something down off the wall. That's not, no. L'hachim z'l'holti derech p'sachim. The only thing you're allowed to do is move it through the entranceways. Meaning, it has to be in the same rishus. It can't be above the wall. Ein hachanami. It can't be. According to Rav Meir. It can't be. Why? There's a gzera, I'll do that in the street. Okay. Okay, now. Now we're going to talk about the Chacham Omrim, kol echad ve'echad reshus bifnei atzmo. Each roof is its own entity, just like the house below is its own entity. So the roof also is its own entity. Okay? Now, we have a rule. We have a rule in halacha. It's called good achis. Good achis means we make an imaginary wall. And there are times when you're allowed to make imaginary walls. You can have a wall, imaginary wall going up, or an imaginary wall going down. This is not lavud. Lavud means you bridge a gap less than three tefachim. We're not talking about that. What the Gemara wants to know now is, why don't we say good achis? I have a house, and you live right next door. Now, my house is whatever dimensions it is, and my roof is the exact same dimensions. So good achis means we extend walls. So how do we extend the wall? It's an imagination. It's imaginary, but it's halachic. So let's extend the wall, and then I have a wall, and you have a wall. So here we go. Itmar, Rav Amar, Rav says, "Ein metaltelin bo, ella dalat amos." Says Rav, don't forget this. This is going to come the next 3 days. Rav holds you can only carry on the roof, only up to 4 amos, which means you can't even carry on your own roof. On 4 hours you can carry, because 4 hours is not considered moving it.
Right, so what do you
mean
to say
that? What he means to say is you really can't carry it. Yeah. What does he mean to say it for? Because what if I carry 2 hours on my property than 2 hours on your property? That's why. That's what Rav says like this. The Chum argued. The Chum said, not true. The Chum say in this Mishnah one line. We're going to spend 3 days on the Chacham. They said one line. What did they say? Kol echad ve'echad reshus b'fnei atzmo. Each roof is its own reshus. That's all the Chacham said in the Mishnah. One line. We're going to delve into that line so much now. Rav says, what the Chacham meant was, you can't carry even your own roof. Why not? Why not? Why can't you carry on your own roof? It's my own private property. Rashi says, the kivon, I'm on the 1, 2, 3, fourth wide line of Rashi, the middle level lines. The kivon de la Rabbanon, since according to the Rabbanon, kol echad reshus la'atzmo, each wall is its own reshus, v'hein perutzin zeh lazeh, my roof is open to your roof. They're both open. There's no wall. So what's the separation between my roof and your roof? There is none. Rav holds that any time there are two reshuyoses next to each other, owned by two different people, and there's no separation between the two, each one assers the other one. What is that? I'm not 100% sure what's based on, but just accept it. Each reshus assers the other reshus. So I can carry on my roof and you can carry on your roof. What? It becomes like a carmelis. Oh, it's my private property. It's not a car. It's private property. It's my roof. It's private property. But since my roof and your roof are level, and I don't have a wall, you don't have a wall. I don't have a fence, you don't have a fence. My ability to carry there gets assured by you, and your ability to carry there gets assured by me.
Isn't that the same thing as a regular chatzar?
What?
In a regular chatzar, wouldn't you need a
neighbor? Only if they're open to each other. Mm-hmm. If they're closed, I have my world and you have your world.
So Rav is saying that if it's closed,
it's open.
Right, so it's open. It's a regular case of a chatzar where nobody's allowed to carry. Isn't that what carrying is?
What?
If we have two people, if we have a chatzar, two people live in a chatzar, isn't that the reason we need neighbors? What's Rav saying?
Yeah. But no, yes, because we both have rights to the chatzar. Here, I have my roof. I can't carry on my roof because it opens to your roof.
You're saying it's like
a chatzar? Not like a chatzar at all. Chatzar, two people live in the chatzar. I live in the chatzar, you live in the chatzar. Who owns the yard in front? We both do. Why? So I live there and you live there. So we both do. So I can't carry there without... Oh, in that sense, we ask of each other. Correct. But here, it's my own reshus. Think about it, what Rav is saying. My own Rishos is Asr because you live next door and the house is a level, the roof is a level. Why should that be? That's what Rav holds. That's what Rav holds. Right? The Havalei Rishos, this is what Rashi calls it. The Gemara is going to call it that tomorrow, later also. The Havalei Rishos Perutza Bimilua Lamakam Ha'asrla. It's a Rishos that's open to another Rishos that I can't carry in. I can't carry in your rishos, in your yard, in your roof, because I'm holding out ladder. Since I can't carry in your yard, in your roof, and the roofs are mamash open to each other, I can't carry in my own roof either.
That's the classic mantra. If you have a rishos yard, and it's not enclosed, you can't carry, even though it's on the ground. Isn't that right? Like a chatzar, if it's open.
But a chatzar, more than one person live there.
Here's
only one person lives there. Now the truth is, we had this earlier in the Masechta. In a different context, we had the exact same thing, but you hear what Rav is saying?
Yeah, but it makes sense logically, because what he's saying is that since you can't, there's no demarcation.
Exactly.
Whereas outside of the chutzner, I can tell in my house, I know where my house starts, my house ends. I know where, if I'm in the chutzner, I know where my property ends. I look at the house, I know where my property ends and starts. If I'm on the roof, I don't know anything.
Exactly. So, exactly. Fair enough. We all get Rav. Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar, no. Mutul talta bikulo. You're allowed to. In your own chatzar. Not in the other guys. Because the chachamim is all in the world of the chachamim. The chacham said you can't carry the other guy's roof. Rameir said you can. Shimon said you can. The chacham said you can't. Says Shmuel, but in your own roof, of course you can carry. Why? What's the reason you can carry? Says Rashi. Mutul talta bikulo. The next Rashi there. Shemachitzos hamavdilos lamata. Because we live next door to each other, right? So I have a party wall. That one wall separates my house from your house. So, just like that's true in the house itself, lamata min adiurin, amrinon, we say, good asik lamaila, the wall keeps going up, the afridu benehem, and separate, imaginary, separates the two properties.
But then the roof's not joining them.
They're exactly joining. It's an imaginary fence. It's not a real fence. It's imaginary. Since we have a wall separating us in the houses, we pretend that the wall goes up. It's imaginary. Therefore, I can carry my own property and you carry your own property. Not in each other's property. That's for sure not. That's right. Imaginary. An imaginary wall. Exactly right. What does asik mean? Okay, so make sure it's all the way around. What?
Don't you need an edge roof that works?
A what?
An edge.
Oh, excellent point. That's exactly why Rav is not going to agree to this. So here we go. Bimachitos hanikaros. If there's an edge to the roof, in other words, we're not mamish, the roofs don't touch each other. There's an inch of space in between my roof and your roof. A foot of space. If there's a little bit of space, chitos hanikaros, the kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues, right? Everybody will agree of good asik. Good asik is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Rav can't argue on that. He can't. I don't hold from that. Of course he holds from it. When does he hold from it? When the roofs are not mamish flush with each other. There's a little bit of space. Then Rav holds from it. Ki pligi, when do they argue? B'mechitzos she'en anikaros. There's mamish no difference between my roof and your roof. They're exactly the same. You could go from one to the other. You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know where you are. Rav Amar ein metalatim bo elo dalat amos. Rav says you can only carry in your own rishus. Why? Lo amrin and good asik mechitzta. We don't say good asik. You can't say good asik when they're flush. And Shmuel Amar mutal talatim bekulo. You do. Why? The amrin and good asik mechitzta. You can say good asik too. Says Shmuel, what's the big deal? So there's no demarcation. So what? That's what they're arguing about. Good? Now, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, again, our Mishnah, the Chacham said one line. Tanan, what did our Mishnah say? V'chacham omrim, kol echad v'echad, rishus la'atzmo. Everybody's got their own rishus. Okay, so therefore what? What does that have to do with anything? How does that help our machlokas at all? So Rashi says on top, kasol g'daitach, kol echad yitaltel, begago mashma. It's mashma, that on your own roof you can carry.
Why would the Chum say that? What are they saying? Each one has their own roof. Doesn't that mean you can carry in there? What else would the Chum say it for? What else are they saying? That's what, of course, you can carry in there. Bishlomo l'shmuel nicha. According to Shmuel, that makes perfect sense. Right? That what? You can carry in your own roof. El Rav Kasha. According to Rav, well, what did the Chum say? The Chum said each person has their own roof, but you can't carry up there. What are they saying? You hear the Kasha? You hear the Gemara's Kasha? What's Rav saying? If you can't carry on your own roof, then what are the Chum saying about it? The Chum had one statement. Everyone's had their own roof. And obviously you can carry up there. Otherwise, what are they saying? Rav said, oh, but you can't carry up there. What are you telling me that for? Amar Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, what Rav was telling you was, Shalo Yitaltel Beis Amos Begad Zeh, Hu Beis Amos Begad Zeh. I can't carry two here and then two by you. That I can't do. Rav held there's no good asik. There's no good asik. And Rav held you can carry within four amos on your own roof. Right? Within four amos. What does it mean within four amos? It really means just carry, you know, you really can't carry because four amos is considered one rishus. You're not moving it anywhere. I'm moving it from here to two amos away. Didn't do anything. What about if I carry two amos from my roof to two amos to your roof? Can I do that? What? Two different rishuyos. Can't do that, says Rav. That's what the Chacham would tell me. In your own rishuyos. So I want to give you the book. I go on my roof, you go on your roof. I hand you the book. I'm not allowed to do that. There's no demarcation. Not allowed to do that. What about if I hand the book to my other hand? Now you can do. You can hand the book to yourself. You can move it into, you know, you want to move it from here to there. You want to move it a foot away. That you can do. But I can't move it to you in the other chatzar. That I'm not allowed to do. I've Amar Elazar Kiavina B'Bavel. When I was in Bavel, Havi Arminan Be Rav Mishmei Derav. They said this over in Rav Yeshiva. Amri, they said, Ein Metaltalin Bo Ela B'Dal Ramos. You can't carry, you can only carry four Amos. V'Hani Debe Shmuel Tanu Ein Lohen Ela Gagin. You only have your roof. What does that mean? Might Ein Lohen Ela Gagin. What does that mean? You only have your roof. Lav, doesn't it mean Deshari L'Taltule B'Kule, that you can carry in the entire roof? Which means against Rav. Rav said you can't carry only four Amos. Nah. That's not any different than our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, "Kimna shlo yitaltel shtei amos begad zeh, v'shtei amos begad zeh." You can't carry two here and two there. Hachanami, same thing as this brisa, beiz amos begad zeh, ubeiz amos begad zeh. That's what it meant. So again, what does Rav say? Rav says you really can't carry on even in your own roof. Why? Because the next door roof asers my roof. What about the other guy? He can't carry for the exact same reason. Your roof asers him from carrying. And Shmuel said, not a problem. This whole thing's not an issue. We'll make up a good asik, the walls extend, and everyone's in their own private property. Good? Now, Amar of Yosef, lo shmili hashmaita. Never heard of such a thing. Rabbi Yosef got sick, and he forgot all his learning, and then when he got better, he started to learn it. I never heard this before. It's fascinating. I never heard this. Such an interesting chiddush. I'm so glad I came to Daf Yomi. I never heard this. Right? What did he never hear? That Shmuel said, you make imaginary walls. I never heard such a thing. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, no, Rebbe, with all due respect, Ata Martin Hill, he did hear it. Vaha Martin Hill, and he heard it in the following context. You told us, we learned this. Before you got sick, you taught this. What did it say? Gag, when did we learn this? 3 days from now. Gag Godol Hasamach Lekotten. If the big Gag is next to a small Gag, does everybody see the picture of that? There's a picture of that. If without the picture, you're not going to know it's flying. Everyone see the picture? Nikki, see the picture? So it's like this. There's a Gag Gadol and a Gag Katan. This is the picture. Right next to each other. The point is that the Gag Gadol has the two ends. So if I'm standing at the Gag Gadol looking at the Gag Katan, what do I see? I see an entranceway. But if I'm in the Gag Katan looking at the Gag Gadol, what do I see? A Gag Gadol. Right? So Rabbi Yosef said, Gag Gadol Samach L'Katan, if a Gag Gadol is adjacent to a Gag Katan, HaGadol Mutter V'HaKatan Aser. The big Gag is Mutter to carry in, and the little Gag is Aser to carry in. Why? Says Rashi, it's on the fourth or fifth skinny line. Hagadol mutter, The people that live in that house can carry on that roof up there. Normally, Shmuel said you can't carry in, I'm sorry, Rav said you can't carry in your own roof, what's flush to someone else's roof. But if it's a God Gadol, a God Katan, it's a different story. Why? Afilu Rav, even Rav would agree. Daha mechitzos shalmata sheyeshnan ba'odafu lakan lakan mechitzos anikeros hein. Figura skinu ve'itzlu gafufei. When I'm standing in the big God, when I'm sitting in the big roof, and I look at the small roof, what does it look like? It looks like an entrance. Why? Because I have the gafufei, means the sides. I have those two sides of my roof that don't exist in the small roof. It's a smaller area. So when I'm looking at the small roof, all I see is an entranceway. You're allowed to have an entranceway on your roof. Nothing wrong with that. It doesn't, right, we said the two roofs, each one answers the other one. Not if the other one's smaller. Then the small doesn't answer the big. Does everyone see why that's true? Does everyone get why that's true? It makes a lot of sense. We had the same thing months and months ago about chatzers, which is coming up in the next 20 minutes, tomorrow, whatever. When I'm on my roof, I have a big roof. When I look at this, going into a small roof, it's flush. But the small roof, it just looks like an entranceway to me. I'm not having an entranceway on my roof. Therefore, the big roof is mutter. The small roof is aser. Why? Because the small roof looking into the big roof, they're like adjacent to each other. Right? Rashi continues.
In its entirety.
What? In its entirety, exactly. It's just an opening. It's a piritza. It's like a breach. It's like an opening. The cotton won't answer it. It's like two chutzes with a door in between. It's two chutzes and a door in between. They don't answer each other. Only if there's no door, they answer. There's a door, doesn't answer. But the cotton's answer. I'm still in Rashi. Dilididay, because from the perspective of the small roof, having meluo, the big roof is an adjacent open area. It's not an opening. And the Bnei Gadol asked the Bnei Katan from carrying in there. Good? Okay. Back to the Gemara. V'yamar talon Allah, and you, Rabbi Yosef, our Rebbe, said about that story, Amar v'yudah amar Shmuel, lo shanu, this is only true. What's only true? That the God Katan is asked to carry in El Shiesh Diyurin Al-Zeh V'Diyurin Al-Zeh. Only if there are people that walk there. The Havilehai Katan Mechitza, the Haikatan Mechitza Nidreses. Because what if people walk from one roof to the other roof? Then what? One second. Aval Ein Diyurin Al-Zeh V'Al-Zeh Shneya Mutarin. But if there's no people that walk up there, then both roofs are mutter. What's going on? So Rashi says, Aval Ein Behen Diyurin. Why are there no diurin? Nobody ever goes up there. Amrinon good asik mechitza. We say good asik. Umutur af hakatan. And then even in the small roof they could carry. Alma, what do you see? Af al mechitza. She'enu nikeres. Even though the mechitza is not nicker, they go flow one right into the other. Isleil Shmuel good asik. Shmuel holds from good asik. Because you can't make good asik if people are breaching the wall. The imaginary wall means it's really a wall. Or it's imaginary, but we're treating it as a wall. So if I walk from the big to the little, from the little to the big, no one cares, everyone just walks. What kind of wall is that? You can't have a wall. We're not Superman, you just walk through walls. You can't have a wall that everybody walks through. So if nobody ever goes up there, it's like an imaginary wall. The little people have their mechitza, their rishos. The big people have their rishos. They flow into one another, so what?
So it doesn't override a regular
freeway,
basically.
Correct. Di lav de hain, because, by the way, if they're not attached to each other, you couldn't walk from one to the other. You're not going to jump over them on Shabbat, don't jump like that, they're 2 feet away, not jumping. So they're obviously flush with each other. If nobody goes up there, then you can say good asik. What do you see? Shmuel's right. Shmuel said that you can say good asik even when there's no distinction between the two roofs. That's exactly the same thing over here. And Rabbi Yosef, you said the same thing. Yeah, now I remember. Lo shanu, when is this true? Elo sheyesh mechitza al zeh u mechitza al zeh. The same thing about mechitzas. The gadol mishteri b'kefufei v'katan nifratz b'miluo. The same thing when a big mechitza goes into, when a big chatzar goes into a small chatzar. The big chatzar can carry in their chatzar. Why? Because when they look into the small chatzer, they see an entranceway. It's an entrance, no problem. The small chatzer can't carry without making an air with the big chatzer. Why not? Because when they look into the big chatzer, they see a chatzer. And therefore, the two they're connected, and you have to make an eruv. Avol ein mechitza, lo al zeh, v'lo al zeh, shnei en osrin. But if there's no mechitza between the two, then they're both osr. Right? What does it mean, no mechitza? If there's no mechitza, meaning that it's just like where there's no edges. There's a picture of it in the Masifta, that there's no edges, so it doesn't look like a doorway. You know, I made the wall in such a way where the two ends are not there. How do you do that? By extending the walls. The small chatzar has walls that extend into the big chatzar. So when I'm in the big chatzar looking at the small chatzar, it doesn't look like an entranceway. What is it? Another mechitza. Another chatzar. And therefore it asers. So, the had you and Amar Talan, but he said there it has to do with people, not to do with walls. So, I amri lechu diurin hachi amri lechu. I said something about people. Okay, here's what I meant to say. Lo shanu this din that the Chachamim said that if you go from a big roof to a small roof, or even a big chutzner to a small chutzner, you're not a chutzner, a roof. You're allowed to carry if there's no diurin. Where there is a roi mechitza on each one, the gadol mishtarei begifufei, the cut the nifrets bimiluo, because you have to have an entranceway. Avol yesh mechitza ruuyu ladir al gadol, the ein mechitza ruuyu ladir al katan, afilu katan sharlev negadol. But if there's no such mechitza, then it's mutter. My time, or why? Kiven de lo avod mechitza saluku lasakzi nafshayo mehacha. This is very, very important. You know what? I think we should stop here because we're rushing. We're not going to finish it. We're not going to finish this idea. We'll get back to this idea tomorrow. We'll pick up from right here from this idea. And it's going to go into more stuff about the two roofs next to each other. And we're rushing here at the end. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Thank you.